Your home is perfectly charming.
I should warn you, Agatha has an absolute passion for anything having to do with the past.
You know, Vivian, if you listen to Margaret long enough, she'll convince you that I'm not exactly normal.
Oh, you know I'd never say anything like that. But Agatha is the only person I know who can make inanimate objects talk.
Make inanimate objects talk? What do you mean?
It's actually quite simple. Every object, animate or inanimate, has its own story. Its own history, in fact. Now, when a medium is present...
Agatha is a medium.
Yes, it's true. That's why I'm so attracted to old things. They have experienced so much. They tell me so much. Take, for example, that photograph over there.
I'll try to finish this now if I can keep my head straight. Things are so screwed up around here, I can't believe it.
It's a picture of my husband's father.
It's like old family or strangers.
I never met him.
This was his house. I can't even talk to Donna anymore. At least Mom and Dad have gone to Vegas for the weekend, so I don't have to listen to them for a while. Karen was saying that I should go out with some other guys, but I don't know. I'm so mixed up. All I know is I need you so much right now. Seems like so long before I'll see you again. And I don't know if I can wait that long.
No, we've got a piece come rolling in. And here we sit, 3 or 4 hours. No pills and no grass.
Oh, bummer.
Man, I could sure use a joint.
With all the grass there, Carrie, I could see that shop playing friends over all points of the country. We'll be lucky if those mothers show at all.
They'll show. The fiends don't use grass as a rule.
Out witch hunting again?
What up, bummer?
You've come to the wrong place.
Seek
the servants of the devil.
Ragged.
Well, you found one. Me.
I got this lousy itch.
Now get out.
Suck me. Knock it off. Got a big problem.
Like what?
Like no
Don't
fear.
Let them bother you. Some men like a musical evening. Vile and his friends find their pleasure through burning innocent girls.
Innocent?
You do not know the meaning of the word.
Well, I know the meaning of the word intrusion. Do you?
You are arrogant, Count Karnstein. Because you have the protection of the court, of the emperor himself. But there is a higher authority.
Tell that to the emperor.
God will have his revenge.
We're moving up the Rattler Ridge. That's where the bikers are.
Mind he doesn't have it on you.
We'll see you there.
Now get out!
We'll cool it, man. See you about an hour.
Look at them. Gustav Weil and his brave band in search of women. Here! You can have Goethe if you like. If you want some excitement. You'll feel better then. You won't go around burning pretty girls.
Colonel, why do I have to wear this?
What?
I said, why do I have to wear this?
It's cyclotron, Major. Role play. Standard tool of therapy. The inmates are playing the role of Allied prisoners of war, attempting to tunnel their way to freedom. We are their captors.
We're their prisoners. A bunch of yellow-bellied goobos out there have no law. Why should I help their fun? I'm not a psychiatrist. It's a goddamn crazy idea.
Jesus. Jesus Christ, man. Why don't you love somebody just a little? Why don't you help somebody? Help them. Help, for the love of Christ. You green-soaked, caterpillar-torturing bastard. You're gonna wear that uniform? Sleep in it! Bathe in it! Try to take it off and you'll die in it! Is that clear?
During the late 1920s and early 30s, we saw an era of feverish activity among the rocket experimenters. Almost every type of vehicle was adapted to rocket power.
The point is...
Here is the first successful flight of a rocket-powered airplane.
See?
Rocket-powered autos were fast, but presented quite
so
a
what's with the strip?
I'm
excellent. When I'm mad, I spend money.
And nautical.
Well, I went out and I bought myself something. You do think it's
some
sexy,
fired,
don't you?
And some backfired.
Yes, Holly, it's sexy.
These early attempts met with varying degrees of Ooh. Success. Meanwhile, in Germany, a group of serious-minded engineers
Holly,
founded a new society for
was
space
it all
travel
his fault?
And succeeded in building rockets that finally
not.
Reached the altitude
and he is
of
a good
one
luck.
Half mile.
Yeah.
Soon after this, the German army established its own rocket program.
Was he turned on too?
Development of the first rocket missile
Suppose
this accelerated
so.
Rocket program
Where is he now?
Culminated in the creation of the forerunner of spaceships to come, the V-2.
Me, I'm hot.
I'm not made of asbestos. I can feel it from here. I just think you should call him. If he's not interested.
What the hell is going on with you? It's just not like you to turn down a good screw.
Why bring it up my own self?
Uh-huh.
Holly, what's it? Hello? Hi, Holly. No, I'm just a little boisterous. It's been a tiring day.
Oh? Still mad?
Even though there were a few mishaps,
I'm not angry.
V2 emerged at the end of the Second World War
as
the most successful rocket yet devised by man.
Run on?
When the 75 of these captured V2s were brought to our rocket proving ground in White Sands, New Mexico in 1945.
I get uneasy when guys like you start behaving decently.
Here, exhaustive studies and test firings were made to aid us in mapping our own newly created rocket program. It wasn't long before the sands of New Mexico shook to the
Nick
roaring blast of the
Nick now decided to cover his best.
Corporal, the Arrow B,
just
another
in case
American rocket.
Holly didn't show up again. He hired a pair of two-bit hookers to go to the hotel at full mark. But the best laid plans oft get mislaid. Do you know Robert Burns?
No. Did he come here?
Not a lot.
How you doing, Mom?
Hi, Nick. How's Tim?
Oh, forget it.
I just pretend to get out of the news,
Dad. Take a look at you.
She'll be
dynamite.
She's
dancing
at me.
You think you can act like a kid?
Can you? We didn't start doing that kind of thing before. You know, I had to do a lot of that stuff before. I was working in this massage parlor, and guys would come in. They wanted me to be different kinds of girls, you know? One guy wanted me to be school teacher. This other guy wanted me to be a governess. And I even had to be a nun.
All right. Now listen, what I want to say.
Have you seen a unicorn?
I want to get over to the Cumberland Hotel on 6 years. There's a guy called Mom Jager.
Have you seen a unicorn?
See the manager. I'll give you the uniforms, show you the room, tell you what to do. Okay?
Hey!
A unicorn?
Come on over and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
something?
Did you come back and put the amount to sell?
Oh, please, Lou, come on. It's our last room. Give us a break. It'll just take a minute.
Hurry it up, will you?
This big orgy, food orgy. I told her all about it. They had this cater stand bringing all these bananas.
Tell them about the bananas.
No, I can't tell them. They had this one part where they put these two girls, one of the girls put a banana in the other, you know, they're girls. And then they, the other girl peels the banana and eats it out. Aren't you interested in sex?
Answer me!
This is magical chloroform. Sex is for guys. Lick to move. Make thousands of pictures without scissors, paste, or paint. Chloroform's in brilliant color. Is an LP door to give you hours of fun. Want to feel magic? Remember, the magic boot, Chloroform.
In addition to healthy outdoor activities, the felines are treated to television cartoons, great cat literature, and private music lessons.
You may be surprised at the results of the quiz. Okay, then you just do what mommy does. Very good. You want to sing along?
The retirement home holds a special attraction for cat fanatics, and visitors are always welcome. Those staying for dinner, however, should be prepared for a most unusual dining experience. The millionaire cats, of course, always come first, and they are permitted to roam freely across the dinner table. And if anyone plans to eat anything, they'd better eat fast.
Under a new administration. Watch this.
Millions of Americans love talk show personality Glenn Beck. His quick wit and candid opinions have made him a hit on the radio, and his popular CNN TV show moves to Fox News in January. Now, just in time for the holidays, Glenn Beck shares a story about the greatest gift in life, one that can't be bought no matter how much money you have.
This is
this Christmas, number one New York Times best-selling author Glenn Beck presents a new holiday classic about
the
family,
once
faith,
a year,
and
a
most of all,
celebration.
Forgiveness. The Christmas Sweater, in bookstores everywhere, right now.
It's so good to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
I've seen you in that conservative talk show, and I can't visualize you as a hip rock and roll DJ.
Yeah, you didn't know me back in the old days. Yeah,
on the Feast of St. Francis,
just a totally
the cathedral doors
back
are open
were you,
wide.
Were you a screaming rocker? I mean,
I was a hard living, hard drinking. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I did drugs most of my life. I was in the 90s. I hit bottom. I lost my family and suicidal.
Thousands of parishioners
doctor gave me 6 months
the bishop
to live,
leads a modern day Noah's Ark of the animal kingdom.
You don't mean it.
Into the cathedral.
Yeah.
You all those things.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. And in 2000. I dedicated my life to the Lord, and He has been great to me. He has been so profoundly good.
Well, what a transformation!
Oh, yeah.
That's a miracle of God's grace.
Yes.
Marvelous.
Thank you, sir.
This book, by the way, you wrote called Christmas Sweater. I frankly confess I haven't finished it, but you are such a talented writer. It's a moving story.
Thank you. I can't wait for you to read, especially the end and the last chapter.
In a magnificent service honoring St. Francis of Assisi, the patron saint of all animals, the elephant, the camel, the llama, the snake, all creatures great and small, gather at the altar to be greeted and blessed by the bishop.
It's all about the atonement. Now everything begins. And I can't wait for you to read that book.
I'm going to look forward to it. It's fascinating. It's a marvelous story. It's from the very get-go.
This is more than
autobiographical or just partly so.
No, it is pretty darn close. It's probably about 90%.
He grabbed me when I was
a baker.
Oh, yes.
Were you really?
Yeah. And just outside of
when I woke up, he was dressing me like this.
Washington.
Yeah.
My dad was a baker.
Did he do anything to you? No, nothing like that. I was so scared. I just froze.
Did he tell you why he brought you here?
No, he doesn't talk.
Did you get Jamie and Mark, too?
No, them stupid bikers got him.
You mean the guys from the gas station?
Yeah, they dropped in on us for some fun and games.
That ugly one damn near killed me. If it wasn't for Wendy and that monster.
Monster?
Yeah, it was this huge sea monster out the way. They could kill the biker. You know, we gotta get out of here.
This chain is really strong. I've been trying to do this for hours, you guys.
Deep water lake.
This film, for the first time ever, exposes the murderous and, in some cases, downright satanic activities of the monarchy.
It begin. For the crowned killers of Europe, torture, disemboweling, hanging, burning, strangling, poisoning, and killing in the most satanic manner is the order of the day. This is the modus operandi of royal families. For centuries, the royal elite have devised terrible punishments for anyone accused
of
treason.
One's mind.
The monarchy reserved the most disgusting forms of torture and death for those
one
who questioned
in a certain
the
way,
royal
one
will.
Can become aware of all there is
a
to know about
traitor
a certain thing.
Would often have each arm and leg tied to four horses,
flower,
which were whipped to gallop
in
opposite
in
directions,
hand,
thus ripping the victim into
look
four
at the
parts.
Flower. Look at the petals, look at the
alive.
Inner part of the flower. see how it often attaches to
the royal
stem.
Elite would divide
further,
the victim's heart into
let the matter regress,
and send these for public display
the
to different parts of the country
the
as a macabre warning.
See the stem and the main stem.
The British
go
throne
down and see
has
the
been
roots
bathed in blood
see
for centuries.
Stretching out into the
at one time,
sucking
Britain contained several small kingdoms.
Go
these
further
small kingdoms, ruled over
seed
by an intermarried, self-elected elite, were gradually
further
amalgamated into the single monarchy which rules over Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and secretly controls
the
United States
and the grandparent
of America.
Plant. But be sure,
as
and
each
do not
decade dawned,
meditation,
the most ruthless, cunning, and murderous monarchs assassinated the regional kings and seized their property.
One does not concentrate.
Over history, the most heartless, cruel, disgusting, dishonest, and psychopathic royal family would triumph,
I say,
eventually establishing a global empire where ordinary
meditate
people are crippled with taxes demanded by a monarchy living on the other side
and you
of
could
the planet.
Answer quite reasonably,
the so-called British Empire,
meditate,
which at one time included Hong Kong and
how to
India,
about a thing,
was created by Blade
right, let's
and
see what we can
Bullet
do together, shall we? Look at this rose. It is in flower. Look at the petals.
The so-called royal
examine
family
it carefully.
Is
do you
basically
see what appears to be
German
veins? What
they
appears
are seated
to be
on
arteries
almost every throne.
The little
in
capillary
Europe
tubes which
they
take
are
the nourishment
the Saxe,
to the
Coburg, Gotha, Battenberg bloodline, which often intermarries with
deeper
the Hesse Castle German nobility and claim Jewish
subside
descent from the royal house of David.
Let your
in
subconscious
Israel
awareness arise, and then your inner vision will perceive a cellulose network. You will perceive the structure of the leaf as being of the finest Flemish lace, delicate, intricate, with its thread forming a network.
Dad, an alcoholic.
The skeleton
and
of a pet.
And he dies, and he leaves my mother with no money.
And in those
voices
little cages, within the framework,
my mother wants me to take
which
over
is composed of the cellulose skeleton.
12-year-old kid.
Of the petal or the branch.
But she didn't love me. Little baby Frank got all the attention. I knocked myself out to get just a little approval from her, but all I ever got was just criticism. I'm like my dad, I'm undependable. I'm not good for anything. And I hated her. And when she died, I wasn't glad. Or I thought I was, anyway. But I see now that I got to feel that sick inside, you know. And I start drinking more and more, and now because I've got inadequacy and I got guilt.
When they are gone, Earth will be lifeless and as incapable of sustaining life as the barren moon itself. Here in our underground domain, we are the descendants of a small group of far-thinking scientists and their families. We are the last normal human beings on Earth.
How do you plan to survive on an Earth that is dead?
We don't. There is a creeping death all around us, and we cannot stay.
Where can you go?
To another world.
Mars?
No. No other planet in our solar system can support human life.
Then where?
We must go to the stars. Another planetary system where Earth-like worlds have been detected. The system of Alpha Centauri.
25,000 billion miles? Such a journey would take generations.
Yes, Let me show you something. I think it may interest you.
How could I explain when I myself couldn't understand it? To dream about a woman night after night, a woman I'd never met, never seen before. And with each dream, she became more real, more alive, until it seemed that if my hand reached out, I could have touched her. Some will, stronger than my own, brought me here. Nothing was familiar to me. I'd never been here before, and yet I wasn't lost. An unknown force was guiding my steps, leading me to this courtyard. There was something here that was drawing me close like a magnet.
Be involved.
I could feel it pulling me closer, closer.
He's become an obsession. He's polluting my mind, my body, everything.
He has no idea what Tolstoy is. Or
how can you understand?
You can't discuss the difference between Manet and Picasso. That just doesn't exist for their world.
Oh, Eddie, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's a simpler, very
You're mine,
plain
mine. And very special,
and
too.
For those few moments, you kind of can get disconnected.
Yes? Put her through. I wasn't expecting you, darling. Where
it's
are you?
A very intense, wonderful kind of feeling.
I'm in the phone booth downstairs.
I don't think anything really can kind of compare to it. There's no pain. At no time, in any way, shape, or form, is anybody forced, coerced, drugs, ropes, whatever. There's no...
Yes, I see you.
...or anything like that involved in any
You're
of this.
Beautiful.
Because these are...
But enough of this game.
...your friends.
It's useless. You can't get away from me. Come home.
Yes, I know. You were right. Wherever I go... I take you with me.
But we'll see none of that here tonight.
I have only one way out.
For after all, these people are civilized.
I have to exorcise you.
The ceremony begins with the lighting of the sacred fire, symbol of Dambala's passion. An important part of the sacrament is rum and ganja, the latter being none other than simple marijuana.
Place is overgrown with weeds, but that's been taken into account in the rental. If you and your wife like gardening, you could have the place looking better in no time at all.
My wife doesn't like the daylight hours.
Oh?
Rather, I should say, daylight doesn't agree with her.
I see.
She has trouble with the pigmentation of her skin. Direct sunlight would be poison for her. As a matter of fact, more than 5 minutes of sunlight could possibly kill her. So you see, she will be doing very little gardening, I'm afraid. Nor shall I, for that matter, since my experiments occupy most of my daylight hours. Did you bring the papers with you?
Yes. How long have you and your wife been here?
Good day, Mr. Markham.
Don't you want me to show you the rest of the rooms? I'd be more than happy to.
Our business is completed. Good day.
Perhaps you and your wife would like to share supper with
my wife and I do not go out. Ah, by the by. Haven't you forgotten something?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, check for the first month's rent.
How foolish of me. I don't know what I was thinking of.
The check is for 3 months' rent. Please do not come here when rent is due again. I shall send it to you before it is due. Once more, good day, Mr. Markham.
Wonderful. Well, if you need, Andy.
Mr. Markham, please go. I have a great deal of work to do, and you're wasting my valuable time. I feel very tired from a long journey and extremely inhospitable. Good day.
No, I take this from you. Hold on one moment. excuse the mess up here. It is very num-num. You rude bastard.
Put them under my feet.
Orlando. Orlando. Larry, where are you? We're here. Bring her in. Bring her in. Bring her in.
If you can take this around.
Oh, here and help her.
Just lift the ashtray, please.
Carrie, give me my hypodermic. Solutions in the brown bag. Orlando, give me a
thank you.
Get out of here. Hurry up. Balls to wait so long.
Yes.
Give her a shot on the train.
Oh, Betty.
It was impossible at that time. You know we couldn't.
They wouldn't let us in the baggage compartment to get your bag.
How did it end up there in the first place? I told you to always keep my medical bag with us at all times. I gave it to Carlotta to put in our compartment. She must have made a mistake and put it in with the other luggage. You should know better than to let Carlotta handle anything as important as that.
Don't blame Orlando. It's my fault if Carlotta made a mistake. I thought she could handle it.
You should know better than that. Carlotta's an idiot. You should have known better.
Oh, damn!
What's the matter?
The syringe is broken.
Gelatinous tissue.
Then give me a knife.
Tell me what it's made of. Look at this. This is extraordinary. Barbara, look at this.
Cal, how was it doing?
Goodbye.
When are you to see him?
Tomorrow.
Reproduce.
Does he know you're coming?
No.
Barbara, this stuff is almost pure protein.
I don't trust
what we're seeing is a breakdown of a complex, sophisticated creature, a human being, into a simple, elementary organism whose sole function is to grow.
I went upstairs and stripped all my clothes off.
Jimmy's tissue has been going through a radical metamorphosis. Like every human being, he's made up of millions of specialized cells. Cells with a unique function. A cell from an eye is very different from a cell from a toe, right?
Of course. Tried to run downstairs.
Ever since his attack,
I grabbed her and she said she would tell her
mama. All his specialized cells
have changed. First, I stripped her naked. How she did
to all the differences have been erased.
I choked her to death.
Until every cell is identical.
Small pieces so I could take my
until there is no difference between his eye and his toe.
And eat it. How sweet and tender her little ass was roasted in the oven.
Why?
It took me 9 days to eat her entire body.
That's that pathetic, unborn, malignant issue of our own stupidity.
She died.
Ask it why.
That gave me plenty of time to cut the body up into small enough pieces to bury in my mother's garden. The hardest part was scrubbing the stain out of the bathtub. The yellow ring halfway around the rim. My parents.
Listen, we gotta stop around and get to the bottom of things, you know?
Good.
Personal stories aren't enough. Things. You gotta keep digging. Digging to get to the source.
My wife was complaining that we haven't done anything fun.
You think it's so funny.
Kids are lard ass.
Next one's on me.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, we gotta
look
get
at this kid's eyes. He's flipping out.
Could be as a peach orchard boy.
Think we ought to take his cuffs off?
I know.
Brett wants them off, let him take them off.
I'll get his legs, you get his mouth.
Stay on your toes.
Yeah.
When he gets loose, he's gonna ricochet around here like a tennis ball.
Okay. For you.
Ready?
Yep.
Welcome home, Peckerwood.
Sure.
Here's Danny.
Sheep
number one.
Man of the best cook.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm glad you
can
do something right.
Yeah.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here, you cowards! You cowards!
She's not getting
me. Let me out of here! Let me out! 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 Let me out!
Come on, that's what we're doing.
I know it sounds bad.
We'll get there,
don't
worry.
Rebecca!
She said we should talk about rape. On en parle beaucoup en France.
Rape is very bad.
In France, they talk about it a lot.
I think that's a good one.
Have you ever been raped?
I'm more gentle.
Has anyone here been raped?
No.
How are we going to talk about it then? It hasn't happened to anybody.
Got any imagination? Well, I think, you know, nothing interesting is going to happen until we do something. We've talked too long. We could talk forever.
Have any suggestions?
How can you do this to me?
We should experience rape in some way.
You mean we should be raped?
Your father and I are only doing this because we love
you. Doesn't matter where we're seeing it from. The important thing is to get the experience.
Love me.
You mean like rape a guy?
Sure, why not?
You don't even know what love is! Most of the world is suffering, and you... You spend all your time kissing the asses of rich clients!
The only
love me!
What do you think about rape?
You... You live for greed!
I don't believe in rape.
Both of you.
I don't want to talk about
it. Both of you are dead.
What's the matter? Don't you think women are worth talking to?
And
I don't know.
I hate you.
I don't know if I think we ought to do a whole show on
it. I hate you.
I don't think women should aspire to that kind of violence.
What's
aspiring has nothing to do with it. Women are violent. Why do we always have to show women as victims or helpless and try to whitewash the fact that we're just as capable of violence as men are?
You're pathetic. You're weak.
Warm.
You don't have the strength of God in you. You believe in nothing. And you're trying to take away my faith. God will see you dead.
Okay, kid, you said your piece. Will you leave us alone now, please? Could you please?
No, don't leave me alone with this man. He's gonna torture me. He's gonna put chicken bones down my throat.
Jerry, please. It's coming.
That's a step down for you. Please.
Mom?
Jerry, please.
Yeah?
No.
No.
Lock it!
Oh.
If I have to stay in this room, 6 years, I'm not leaving.
You talk a good game. Let's see your action.
Joshua.
I don't want anything that's like, you know, psychologically damaging or something.
And Amy.
Come on, let's start about this as a faggot.
I understand.
Stuck on this idea.
Joshua.
Hurry.
You're dead.
It'll wake up.
Benny is totally born.
Vicky, you hesitate. You understand. Your place?
Not till Joshua is dead. I'm the one. And Danny is totally reborn. You understand? Not till Joshua is dead.
Where's
you understand?
Walk?
Not till Joshua is dead.
Discrimination and human life's only purpose.
Of the infinite.
Danny, are you in there? Danny! Danny!
What is God but an end to duality?
Why do you think the world fears us?
Because they know how strong we are.
Be strong. Feed yourself. Love.
You're happy.
Don't falter.
Oh, Lafayette.
Don't waver for me.
It is possible.
For me. Don't fail.
It's not too late.
And please. Don't die.
People feel their life is material. And they're not happy.
Huh?
You need to
even
get
very
to know
deep.
Jesus Christ today.
I never think it's
if you're not saved, you better get to know him because he's coming soon. And you're going to be left behind in the tribulation. The Antichrist is going to be coming. And you're going to be left on earth with the devil. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will be taken off earth.
DJ, I have to see him.
His children will be taken out in the rapture of the church. He'll leave here for 7 years.
I'll be waiting in hell
the
for you.
Will take
Harry. Harry, I'm coming.
Me?
This whole...
fucking town is going to die.
Don't
we're coming back,
we're
you bastards.
Years. I mean, come on. We're destroying the water.
Sarah,
all the rich guys that own the factories today. And the guys in the White House, they're just puppets for the rich. That's all they are. I mean, the guys that own the factories have been polluting the environment. And the rich guys in the White House and the Senate, they're not doing nothing to tax the rich. The poor keep getting poorer. The rich keep getting richer. It's the opposite of what God wants. Don't expect God to be in the White House. It's full of evil men. Evil men. And there's a lot of you saying, oh, you got a big mouth. You know, there's no way you can say to me, I got a big mouth. Everything I got to say comes out of this book, whether you like it or not. And you're gonna have to stand before this book someday, buddy. And lady, and rich person. You can't take your money with you. You came into this world naked, and you'll leave naked. It's only what you do for Christ today is gonna last. It's only what you do for him is gonna last.
Last night, you shall have heard me weep. I dream I saw a dwarf sleep. Who dream he saw a girl in danger? Who dream she met a handsome stranger? Or was it a dream?
You tell me.
No. Not fair. Bobo is not smart. Pity. Poor Bobo who does not sleep. Who does not have a brain like everyone. Beware. Of evil who struck in the shadow of the dream.
Bobo.
Beware of the mystery of the carnival who shall remain nameless.
Bobo!
We come against you, Satan, in Jesus' name, and we curse you and we bring you down. You get your hands off the children of God.
Make them go away.
You get your hands off Jonathan Valmere.
What are you talking about?
He's just there.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. There was a dwarf there. He was pointing a gun at me. He was going to shoot me.
But
don't you believe me? I tell you, there was a dwarf there.
Why don't you go back to the trailer and lie down? So take into consideration other things, please.
Here I am, Danny.
Where's Stubby?
Well, he and Axel ate a bunch of Secano and took off about an hour ago.
Where to?
I know where it is. I
want him. He's dead. But he's still alive. When are you going to hit him?
Tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, that's where Stubby went. He went to go check out where Goose is going to make this deal so he can hit him tomorrow afternoon.
I bet you don't believe I have.
Yeah, that's where he went. We're going to hit
them
tomorrow afternoon when they're doing the deal.
He used to be my own old friend.
Bone Crusher, do you know you're so much
better? Mom just wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
She wanted me to believe he was just a dog.
Too late. You and Steph. He took things back in the Ravens.
Bone Crusher,
did you remember?
Yeah,
it's
brought
to
me back.
Help.
She's pretty.
More
man.
She's so young.
After the eyes.
I tried to keep her.
Remember the moment she died.
Good.
Christy, Goose's girl.
Today,
remember the moment she looked in her eyes.
I think
her pupils when she died. I wasn't looking at her eyes. Stubby had her face. I had her stomach. They looked like snakes.
It's bad. It's evil. Full of evil. But you see, if you get rid of the evil,
it's
good.
Come on, Val. Come on out.
Life is so simple.
Snakes coming out.
I mean, it really should be simple. Life, I mean. But we mess it up. Don't we? You take that woman. Ah, poor sick woman. Miss Andrews. She drunk? Oh, filthy, dirty, so dirty. But God knows, I'm humane, I'm compassionate. I did it very quickly, as quickly as I could, because I never want to cause suffering. You know, like on the farm when you take care of an old dog or an old horse. No suffering. That woman. That woman that lived downstairs from you. I stood and I watched her. She didn't see me. Oh no, she didn't see me. But I watched her. And she did terrible things to her own body. I mean, unnatural things. Unnatural, 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 unnatural. It's also ugly. An ugly world. Won't you eat your lollipop? I'm sorry, baby. Here. There. I'll take these off, too. My little Kathy. I'm sorry, baby. I am so sorry. It's better. Now, you better not eat the lollipop now. I want you to eat your lunch. Your favorite sandwich.
Don't you have even an
ounce? Don't cry. Please don't cry. Drink some milk, Mr. Swan. Don't worry. I never liked milk. I'll be climbing Jacob's ladder. I'll be climbing. I shouldn't have told you. But that never will happen to you.
John Arms, help me!
Never.
Help me! Take her away.
When you know the others, they were all committing unnatural acts with each other.
Oh,
I know. It's because they were never taught what was right.
Oh Lord, omnipotent.
Nobody to teach him.
Pardon us,
when he grew up, it was too late. They were too old to learn.
Man, that's like wandering sheep in the
and
dark.
The Bible says, if one of thy members offend thee, cut it off.
All of our intelligence and all our knowledge and cunning and force to make
so
sure
I cut him.
That all that has passed by.
I did it.
All shall remain.
I cut all the evil out.
Amen.
It was gone. There was nothing but good left. I mean, that's when I saw you again. And it has been good, hasn't it? Huh? I mean, everything and everybody's been so nice to me again. The police were nice this morning. Oh, the police are nice every time they talk to me now. I didn't say it. they know that I've been sad. I have been sad.
The lesson for today is in chapter 8
sad.
Of the Gospel according to St. Luke, which begins... And when Jesus went forth to land, he met a man there who was of the city, which the devil had possessed in ages long ago. He wore no clothes and had no home, nor abode in any house, who took refuge behind the tombstone.
Daddy.
When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said,
"Daddy, my wrist hurt.
What have I to do with thee, Jesus?
Son of God, on the highest, I beseech thee, torment me not.
I know what you've been through, my darling, little girl. I'm doing the best I can.
For oftentimes it had seized and snared the man, with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bonds thereof, except he was not free again, but was driven by the devil to a barren desert land, and there bound. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Peter," because many devils were entered into him, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep.
This hurts worse.
Genetically modified foods were first put on the market in the early 1990s.
Over there, there!
Genetically modified foods were transgenic plants, products such as soybean, corn, canola, and cottonseed oil.
What's it like? What's it like where you are?
In order to get a general opinion of genetically modified products, we interviewed many shoppers.
That's allowed.
And you never get to see God.
Do you know what genetically modified foods are?
It's like you're flying around.
Anything called steroids?
Steroids?
You know what everybody else is...
Genetically modified foods are those foods who are being altered and not following the natural way of either growing or harvesting.
And you can't tell them anything.
Because
they
don't
can't
hear you. Not a really complete explanation about them, but they do something in order to make them stronger, get more product out of it, make it less resistant to
Papa loves you.
Tests is all I've heard about it.
I try not to buy them.
Do you pay attention to whether the food you buy is genetically modified?
No, please. No.
Not so much as the antibiotic stuff. As far as animals, I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, no, Buster. I don't go in for none of this freaky stuff.
What do you mean, freaky? I paid my money downstairs. Where is it? It won't hurt.
This is what it might look like.
All right. Mother told me there'd be days like this. Okay, John Glenn. Prepare for blast off.
Attention to the foods and the labeling.
But if you just kind of know to know what you're looking for, easily.
You've got to be kidding! I hope you don't need glasses. It'd be painful as hell.
Long-term things. And
I don't believe this! Oh, no! Down here!
Where's your... It won't hurt.
Do you know a fish by the name of Abelie?
Where's that one? Oh, boy. Boy, what a piece of that. Finger licking good.
Toxic, high soil bacteria.
Listen to
it can
me.
Also be produced listen to be herbicide to resistant.
Boy. This means boy, what a piece of ass.
Without affecting
finger licking good.
GM varieties of pesticide and herbicide tolerant crops have resulted in reductions in chemical use, boosted yields, and saved growers tens of millions of dollars. The future for GM crops is full
that
of potential.
Will be
cold tolerant and drought resistant crops could ensure seasonal harvests. Additional vitamins and minerals could boost nutritional values.
Please,
GM
no.
crops could improve
don't
economic,
hurt.
Health, and social
please,
benefits for
hurt.
Populations dependent on agriculture in developing countries. One concern with production of GM crops is the risk of allergic reactions associated with the transferred genes. If a protein from one food is incorporated into another, dangerous reactions could result in people with allergies.
You must tell me.
Another concern with the use
I
of GM crops is the possible transfer
hands.
Of antibiotics.
Who is she to you?
GM crops are
you
created
must love
as
her a great deal.
Resistance to
is
certain
she your
antibiotics
little girlfriend?
From the development of the crop. These genes could confer antibiotic resistance to humans, and
she,
the consumption of GM foods could change the makeup
no.
of human digestive systems and increase the risk of infections which
sister.
Are resistant to antibiotics.
She's my best sister.
Through gene flow or gene escape, genes from GM
she must mean a lot, this
to
sister, to you.
Some species or other species. The favorable genetic alterations are selected for future generations,
she
and the GMO varietals eventually come to make
involved.
Up the greater proportion of the total population
she
of
only
the given
wanted
species.
To find about me. Very good.
The increased use of GM
I promise will be very nice to your little sister if you answer one
the
more question. Do you understand?
Portion of the species population showing lessened susceptibility, in this case to the beneficial. Herbicide-resistant genes could transfer to resistance. The EPA requires farmers to plant 20% of their fields of GM crop to serve as
the leader of the terrorist group.
Research is predominantly
your leader.
The private sector.
Give me his name and Abby will go free. I swear it.
Many new plant genetic technologies and genetically modified plants have been patented. And patent infringement is a big concern in agribusiness. Consumer advocates are concerned.
It's not so hard to say.
Could raise the prices of seeds so high that small farmers.
A single name.
Agus.
I should have known.
Agus.